The power of determination. My dad died when I was 13. I ended up in the care of the local authority. I left school with no qualifications. I got a bad drug problem. I ended up on the wrong side of the track. And I met Christ when I was 28. And by the power of his spirit and the power of his promises and my determination, I'm now doing what I'm doing today. I'm the chief exec of the YMCA. I'm a world published author. I'm a musician. I could tell you I'm a happily married, blissfully married guy. Aren't I, darling? I think I am. We are. I am. Are you? Yes, we are. Everything's going great for me. The promises of God, but the power of determination in my life. I was determined to make things happen in and around me that God had promised me. And that's what I want to share with you this evening, the power of determination. In 1 Chronicles 29, then David the king addressed the congregation. My son Solomon was singled out and chosen by God to do this, but he's young and untested and the work is huge. This is not just a place for people to meet each other, but a house for God to meet with us. I've done my best. I've decided, I've determined to get everything together for building this house for God. Solomon determined to build a house for God. In the book of Acts, the early church, the early Christians, determined to bring relief to one another and the world. They determined. In 1 Corinthians 2, the Apostle Paul, who wrote 2/3 of the New Testament, the greatest missionary ever and world leader, whether we believe in Christ or not, we do believe in Christ, but even the world looks at the Apostle Paul and says, wow, he determined one thing, that he would know Christ and him crucified. That was it. You remember, friends, that when I first came to you to let you in on God's masterstroke, I didn't try to impress you with polished speeches and the latest philosophy. I deliberately decided, determined, keep it plain and simple, first Jesus, who Jesus is, and what he did, Jesus crucified. One translation says, I determined to nothing other than Christ and him crucified. So I want to speak to you tonight about the power of determination and things that I've determined in my life over the last 15 years, and hopefully you can grasp some keys from those that you can apply to your lives to live a successful, abundant, victorious life that Christ has promised us. Can everybody say amen? Are you ready? Are you sure you're ready? Are they ready, Les? I think so. Great. I've decided, determined, to be accountable to leaders above me. Personally, that's what I've done. It keeps me very safe, very secure, and it's honoring God. My flesh or part of my nature used to wriggle and squirm, and probably still does, but still, this is what the Bible says, Hebrews 13, 17. Obey your leaders and submit to their authority. They keep watch over you as men who must give an account. Obey them so that their work will be a joy, not a burden, for that would be of no advantage to you or me. I've decided to obey leaders above me, my church leaders, my board of trustees, my chairman. It's not Les Taylor anymore. My new chairman. And there's such a protection and a power in that. It's the power of submission to authority in a godly, cool way. And it releases such a joy and fruitfulness in your life because you're doing what the Bible teaches. So me personally, I've determined that I'm going to live a life of submission to those in authority above me in my life. And that brings such a freedom and a fruitfulness to my life. What have you decided? Ephesians 5:33. Are you ready, ladies? I want you to nudge your husband at the side of you if he's with you. Are you ready? Ladies, nudge your husband or future husband. Yeah? Are they doing it? Come on, do it right. Ephesians 5:33. However, each one of you must love his wife as he loves himself.